There is no quality of sight and so on, and so no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. In transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable perfect and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth and has not been known. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasan gate bodhisattva. This is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, that the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and then Hatagatas will also rejoice. And the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharivati Putra, and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Om Denza Bhuti Om Vaichan Sergi Saji Om Nalai Om Chichari Koyuki 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 Koyuki
Kusum tu jen te zima di tong di kundu ma di na. Te jen lo shangin na. Ya ya. Tenen se kusum tu ji ten tang bi yi zin kusum tu ma di tang bi yi zin. Lama yi dang su yi ki. Te kwe ta cha kwe kwe ching, dama yi dang su kanda yi na ta koko rong rong kwe ma te kwe ta cha kwe kwe le yi ching, ta kwe. Te kwe ta dama yi dang su yi ki. Te kwe ta po kwe kwe ching. Nga chan chi chung man di na, chi chung, chi chung man, chi chung, chi chung shu tang ma di na zi, na chung zi zang zi tang ko ya tsa chi li wina pa zi ma di wun di, na chi chung gin di tong dan di zi ma di na, chung zi zang ya ma pe cho wu si ta si cha, chung zi zang ma di cha si. Le.
Ni
sebu chung wa song yala. Ah. Sebu chung wa song yala. Oh, nila ki, ta yung ting, ko ma pang di tong jiro wa, pang Kuzhun tu ting ji, ting tang pa nian zi. Lama dan ye dang su shi ri. Su hing ji, zhang gu da cha gu gu ri. Lama ye dang da su hing di ma kan yu di cha gu ri ye shi ri cha gu. Nian jang chi chung shu dang, chi chung ma pang di tong ma di na shi. Chi chung da pang ma di tong, chi chung ma di na. Chung zi zang, kan di, chung zi zang, zi da cha shi. Chung zi zang.
So today, we are. We'll be discussing on how to arrange altar when you practice. So we, many of us actually have a altar at home, where you actually practice yourself. And so when you're arranging altar, so you must arrange the image of the statues. I mean, in other words, the statues, you should arrange in a proper way. Beginning in a proper way, according to the text, it says, according to the merit fill. Either you can look at the merit fill of Lama Shepa, or you can look at the merit fill of Lamrim, or look at the merit fill of Kabdo, or the refuge merit fill. So, when you actually, if you have many different statues, in other words, idams like deities of the highest yoga tantra, yoga performance and actions. All of this must be, arranged. It must arrange properly or in a proper order.
Tanga ki ji chi chung ji jian su zhi, chi chung da bu zhi ji jian sheng da bu da ya la ya, du ba dung shi da ma du bu zhu zhi. Na ka cha wa san mi yin shi de, da de chi chung ji jian kong ji de re su na ji ji, ka di pen yong ji ji me ye de ka di nian ji yong sheng da yu, de yin sa de ka cha wa san mi yin shi. San ji ji gui, jing gu dong ju ba ma de yi, chung shi de, Tene chondro nanda jula mipi atenpa re se jar.
So it says there are some, it says in the practitioners who are who consider or the stages of the Dharmapala are far more important than the stages of the Guru, Buddha, and Edams, because they are more focused on who can be, you know, more powerful for you in terms of achieving mundane excellences. So such people who are focusing on this kind of activities, they always consider, you know, put more attention, pay more attention and taking more seriously about arranging the Dharmapala and looking at Dharma, you know, Dharmapalas, particularly of some, you know, local deities, who is believed to be a very powerful in terms of receiving some wealth and so on. So people consider those as more important than the Buddha's image. So which really indicates that such an individual is not really have a lack of in-depth understanding of taking refuge in three jewels. So then there are also some people who arrange their statues based on the material, you know, the substance, material substance of the statues. Those statues is made out of gold and silver are treated or considered as more important than those are made out of copper or the clay and so on. So this is completely wrong. So if you have this, you know, this kind of considerations with regard to the statue based upon the material, the kind of material that is made out of the statue, you know, statue that is made out of, then your your motivation is nothing other than, you know, wealth. So you're actually looking at those statues as an object of refuge rather than wealth. So this is completely wrong. So it applies same to arranging tanka as well when you're unfolding tanka at your on so in your altar, so in your prayer room, prayer hall, so make sure that you should unfold or arrange tanka in a proper way, in a proper sequence, not based on how that tanka really looks like. You know, it's maybe decorated in a very beautiful way, or it's a, some tankas are very, you know, decorated by in a beautiful silk and so on. So not really based. You should not arrange those tankas or the unfold tankas in your prayer hall based on that they're based on how they look like. But rather, one should arrange those tankas based upon, you know, according to the lumbrim mirror fill. So again, this probably we all might, you know, be, we all are in a capable, in a vulnerable to do this, you know, we might do this because when you are, particularly when you are in your prayer room, when you have statues or the tankas, and you should not, you know, point your feet towards tanka. Even if you have to, you know, if you have some, if you experience some discomfort, your knees or so physical discomfort, so you be aware of where the tankas are located, or where the statues are located, making sure that you are not actually, you know, you're not, your feet is not really stretching towards where the tankas and the statues are arranged. So this is also, again, one of the advice of the Taking Refuge in Chijols. If you look at the, you know, advice of Taking Refuge in Chijols, so you will find a detailed explanation about it. So then also there's might be a, it's a possibility of, you know, possibility of happening to all of us. Sometime when we find, not only tanka, but also you might be able to find some Buddha's image on the paper and newspaper and so on and so forth. You should not look at those as a trash. You know, if we do that, you know, just look at this as a trash and, you know, dump into the trash can and so on, then it's also again against the practice of refuge, taking refuge in rituals, and which is also a clear indication of the individual who has not really taken refuge in rituals, who doesn't know how to take refuge in rituals.
Now, the next one, that dinner got there, so, 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 Kusun to the Mumbai or Drama Dinam. Dina Kutena Sula Asin Sanji Sansin Tedan Tinguji Liki Yogi Tedan Kutan the Sovi Kutta the Niti Tataka the Chad on the Tonka that the Sokan Tega the Kunsu to the Sosha race on Madia by Jenny Tegara Sosha and Timbu Koyina that General Koyina Jitan Drama the Kadi Koyina and Tetaka Rang and Diki Jiguli Asia.
So, whenever you view those image of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, or you view them not as an image, but rather view them as a as an actual, real in person, such as if you are. If you are viewing an image of Buddha Shakyamuni and you think about it is not just an image but think about it as an actual or the real Buddha himself. Similarly, when you find some other statues such as, you know, Aryatara, and you look at that image as actual, the real Aryatara in person, rather than just as an image. So,
what is it? Ah, good, 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 Content the Sanji Jiso Tension, that content the signal G and Chiba Pisces Montana, Mani by Jenny. So on and Ted on Ted Sanji Nugan, the he got the Naji San Nigu is at Santongu is at Monza.
So if you have the other the image or the statues of the Buddhist Bodhisattvas and meditation deities, it's really good. If not, then as a practitioner of the Buddha, Buddha Dharma. And the image of the Buddha Shakyamuni, it's very good to have. You know, you should have image of the Buddha Shakyamuni. So then again, we spoke earlier about how you look at those Buddha Shakyamuni, not just as a statue or the image, but rather it's a real in person or the actual Buddha Shakyamuni.
There was Sanji Jisaru Tenshi, Sanji Jonah Jisar Tenshi, Tempu Kotan. Lama Jisaru Tenshi, Ta Lama de la Sai Lama de Batuna Kanainas, Lama Jisar Tenshi, Resident. And then the General Bochengi. Code Resident. Nipato, Guisin. Code Nipato Guis, Tadamakin. Sunday answer. Sunday and the Dubatan. Sanchulari, Tabo Tansin. Yang yang di tersebut kangen dari sanji kekotan orang kejauh ini, kini jadi orang ramai di rumah kari kekoyina, 내가 랑 인상상다 보지 반데 키 제니 대바 제기 그리세 다 뜬도 강가도 빠잔데 뭐 뭔가 요리 고대에도 드나가다 나는 디그야는 보다 가래 가래 그리세나 내가 잡다 기 지지나 보다 많이 빠기 소소 달이야 나가 고만나 가리에나 상지대다 비기텐 드라마에나 포젠데 소소 그네 가리 위나 내가 랑 근데 키 가니 엔들 대바 제 나가지도 대가도 아니 지 카기 쳔무라기 피네야 두바지 히라기사 마리사한다 보지 아니 지 쳔 쳔아나 보든가 힌도나 보지 다나지 피네야 더서 칸데 파 파지 토 단노 바 짬마나지 바조 단오디 안들라마 소저 대바 이런 제 자르무지 담다 지 칸다 키요나 엔테 소르 피아나 히지 엔테 소토 준디아나 히지인데 키가 그디 예송샤
그래 king done this 투데인들이 양에 세우시면서 도지 대부도 송송하디 투데인데 가서 송시 안던데 송데인들이 야 도지 봐봐 아
어디
하고 양이 장데 대고 잼어 송잖아
아
송데인들 가서 송어 봐 개인게 송에 투시 내가 대고 신이 맞 송잖아
무슨 두 댄스
뭐인데
응 그때도 상지 지서 댄스를 했어
그때도 상기 고소 다 가지
그때도 상지 지서 댄스를 했어 댄비 거다 하더래
你也得当兵，给他安置。喇嘛几岁年纪的时候，接人不接，当兵接人不接，过的日子过的日子，你把都给约是啥？送电的了。那送电的了，安置的，送电要到第八档安置，当初哪里打不档安置的？嗯。那你昨天？昨天我昨天，昨天要马他安置的。马他奥的。这还要个舅妈说。这年是这要不急也得听我的，不晓得。
사지지
when you arrange those object of refuge and your altar on your altar so those arrangement of, you know, whatever that you're arranging on your altar that represents body, speech, and mind of enlightenment. To represent the body, speech, and mind of enlightenment, first, the statue or the image of the Buddha is Buddha actually represents enlightened body, which is also that enables one to remember the kindness of the Buddha. And if possible, if one is if it is possible, then one should have one's root guru's image or the picture, and if possible, one should have Lama Tsongkhapa's image to remember the kindness of the Guru. And both of these two actually represents the enlightened body. And to represent enlightened speech, if possible, you should have Dodipa, which is the condensed sutra. It is a condensed sutra which does one volume. It is which actually encapsulates the perfection sutra. It encapsulates Prajaparamita. So that's called Dodipa. It's a condensed sutra. If you have this. And if not, then if you should have a Lamrim text, which represents the enlightened speech. And then when it comes to the representation of enlightened mind, and if you have any kind of stupa, this is perfect, you know, to represent enlightened mind of the Buddha. And then if not possible, again, if you should have the tassa. It is It is a clay that is a stupa shaped clay, but you find a lot of, you know, what do you call the prints of the tsaza on it. I mean the stupas on it. It's a very small. You know, it depends, you know, the size varies actually. It's very easy to achieve. It's not difficult at all. You know, I think it's in San Francisco, they have a mold to print those tzatzas. So that also represents enlightened mind. And then if one is tantric practitioners, then you should have, particularly of the highest yoga tantra practitioner, you should have the vajra and bell, doji and dibu, which represents, again, enlightened mind.
Angashi is doji dibula, doji da dibula, chachin jin dihi matu, menjuba, hati is, I didn't dig my hati is, then toji tama yimbi isri, tama yimbi, majun jina, nipahin de chimbuli isri.
So then there are again sometime we become very careless about the vajra and bell because we normally use this and it is commonly, you know, seen in most of the, particularly in the Tibetan altars, you could see that and you. So you should not look at those objects just as a implements or the hand implements because this vajra and bell represents wisdom and method in the tantric system. In other words, it actually encapsulates entire teachings of the tantra. So therefore, one should not really look at this vajra and bell as something that's hand implements. Or something that is an object, rather.
Yeah, that degree in the banyans, tambu, linita, chai mugujans, or degree to do the abundant tambu, linita, yapuri, linita, chala yapuri, but at the number, go on the linita, chai mugujans. Sajin de tons, nijin de hi gani isri. Giba ji gusim. Tayon de carriage in the Sajin de Zatoko Kanda, in Nanzo Miki Gatoji Tenari, Nanzo Kona Kanda, the chit, no one in a carriage in the path. The garang in the hi gani, and the pe gugur, pen and jaramujin, dabujin, da jaramujin, the ji combani yona. And the garang pen.
So again, I would like to remind once again that when you have those statues and image of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, such as Buddha Shakyamuni, even the image of His Holiness the Dalai Lama's image, think about their real, in their present, you know, instead of just looking at them as an image or looking at them as a you know, picture, but rather think about the real person. And you imagine it yourself as being in the presence of all those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So that really benefits us to engaging in negative deeds, bodily, and the body, speech, and mind. It really prints because you're actually imagining yourself being in the presence of those noble beings, such as Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and looking at them as a real person, and being in front of them, being in their presence. It is not easy for us to actually engage in negative deeds, particularly of speech, I mean, body, negative deeds through body. So that's one advantage of looking at those images as a real person.
This is your. あ、さじんでさん、それ、ん、人的がに、じばじぐてろさずろ。さじんで、ん、じさじんで、ん、人的がに、じぐいする。らんき、はき、らんき、いする。はき、こなす、らん、こんばんでくてがとこや、こや、こなし。じいん、さて、ひらちくらじ、んじむくばてんじじまいする。らんき、はき、こにな、じいん、びいする。
So sometimes, you know, when you are being at your own prayer hall and you have been seeing your altar every time, right? So we just become very, it's normal to us. It's something that is very common to you and you do not pay much attention to it. So this is not, you shouldn't do that. What you should do is, you know, whenever you're being in your prayer hall and being in the presence of the image of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and you just view them as if that you have never seen that before, with a great faith and devotion to them, and imagining them as a real person rather than image or some kind of that is depicted on the wall or and so on and so forth, but rather you consider them as a real person.
Ondari tanji nyantar renji na tabari ginji na az ta 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 ginji da sun den tanaji ma yu kha ngon ji sa ma ni nyantar renji na az ri ji ti re la ya az ri pa cha chi pong ji yo az ri.
So if you keep, you know, with a great faith, if you whenever you have an opportunity to view those images, you try your best to view that with great devotions, so that enables you to actually keep a positive imprint or the virtuous imprint within your mind's team. So it says again, if you are able to view those statues with great devotions, and it's irreversible, with irreversible faith, then there is are the 16 types of the benefits that one may achieve out of it.
Oh, tenari. At the madre ne ne pa chupa yo me je kuban je pa piba ne sta yoru masa ji ji ndel ne no 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 ne pa chupa yo me je kuban je pa kamba ne chupa yo me kuba mo yo ta chupa pilu ta ko ya di chupa pilu ta de ge zong ren de he ge zen dan da gol me ko tie da ten he ge zen na de ka ri sen na ngan zu kamba ta pe me de ge ne ji me ni ta pe me de ka ga chi ban de ji ro na bi chi ni ge zen na kamba no ko zo tu tie da bu ten da pe me se ka ga chi yo re na ka hi ne so zo ni de sa ni ka da bu da kamba ta ki mo me ka mi ji ni ka da bu de zen dan da te tin da bu ji ga ni
ん、パッ、まさに、ゲトンでらば、たのら、たそか、たちんぶん、いさんだまてな、ひだな、みき、じょじゃらくそなじまと、てこんぐ、たんてない、いさんさん、ちぇんのけんぐ、くやそしゃじりさんでまと。ん、こんぐ、てなぐんてきが、かもぐ、てなもんぐ、よんぐ、ど、ぱたんで、なんでばんどんでで。ん、てない、いんてぃろ、たりんでばんてんのま、しょぐにだじんのま、もんぶー、せに。ん、こてぞ、せいこんぐ、じゃんぐ、てな、ちよまら、さやじまと、かんやまと。
で、そこの三人組で三人で長州さんばっかりでてばてんぐてがらんできてきにな、てらんけろんじゅじより。あ、てそこのねちな。あんだ、だちゃてんばだもてそこの三人組てがらんれんでより。れんでよりてんがんと三人組ま、なばてんでてな、そのすずるすなみにでまれまてのじ。え、三人てがらんれんでより。お、てなくんてきがぐてり。So
Again, you know, like to say once again, when you have this image of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in your prayer hall, and so most of the Tibetan household, they possess, they have a special prayer hall, prayer room, where the image of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are arranged on the altar. So the most important part here is not to look at them as a your position or as a wealth, but rather the purpose of having this image of the Buddha in your prayer room is to, you know, to really benefit yourself. In other words, to bless one's own mind, to bless one's mind. And to do that, again, you have to look at them as a real person, real Buddha, instead of image. So, because there's a great possibility that, because you're having this image, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the statues in your home. So you are actually, it's being with in your home, in your house, in your prayer hall for a long time, and you have not much regard to that statues, and you become so careless about it. And so this is something that we need to abandon. We need to take it serious about, you know, considering Buddha's image and Buddha's Bodhisattvas as a real Buddha and Bodhisattvas. In fact, they are real because we as ordinary beings, we are unable to really view or to see the Buddha in person. It is because of our own mental obscurations. A lot of obscuration that actually obstruct us from seeing the Buddhas, the real Buddha, and in person. So therefore, in other words, the Buddha is present everywhere. There's no such a place where it is absence of Buddha. So Buddha is everywhere. We are unable to see it is because of our own mental obscurations that obstruct us from seeing the Buddhas in person.
Oh, the Tani ba chiba yo me ki kiban di ba kya chiba pilu de chiba dra ta yo me ki kiban di ba de ta ki san.
So then once you have arranged all the Buddha's image, you know, we talked about earlier that that represents the enlightened body, speech, and mind on your altar. Then you make an offering. So offerings must be arranged properly, in a very proper manner, beautifully and in a proper sequence.
Two ndo chi kyoban ji ba ji ma khang do de pi ta pu ji ma di ni pi re se cha
so then
yo me ji kyoban ji ba
the for the common offerings that we all make on our altar is water bowl offerings, right? So this is easy to obtain and also easy for us to make an offerings. So and this also can be done in a very proper manner. The proper manner here is there's a way of doing making an offering of those water bowls. So making sure that you have a set, for instance, that you have a set of water bowl offerings. This is the one set, it's a 7 pieces of bowls, right? So then when you are actually filling those, before you fill up the water bowls, you should not arrange the water bowls, the empty water bowls on it, on your altar. Rather, you just have the stack of water bowl on your hand, and then have the topmost water bowl should be filled from halfway filled with water, and then transfer that a little bit of water to the next one, and then you can, place by using your right hand on the altar. And, you know, then you do it, you know, one having a drop of, you know, or that a little amount of water from one after another by transferring one to another and just, you know, keep arranging on the altar. And then make sure the set of water bowl, once you have placed all the water bowls with a little bit of water inside, then you make sure those are very straight. And then you start filling out the water on it.
Oh, that you make it, we got the juice, the kulum, the juice, you're the answer. Chippy did the dupe cause or answer. Jenhu bat the answer. Jenhu bat the answer. Rojun, not Jenhu, Chippy judge the doom, the energy, Mel Mavi, and Gugu, and the button that duty of Maddies, and they manage on the preparing of Maddies.
So, sorry, that's my earlier translation. I forgot to mention that. Kishla has also said that when you are arranging those set of the water bowls on the altar, making sure the gap between the water bowls are not too tight or touching each other, or nor it should be a big gap between, but rather the gap between the two bowls, the size of the grain. So that is the appropriate way of arranging and keeping a gap between the bowls, the water bowls. So then again, when you are obtaining, it says, making sure that whatever the offering that you are making or you're arranging on the altar, such as water bowl or other offerings, then your offerings, whatever the offering that you have made, should not be, you know, obtained by means of inappropriate causes and conditions, it says. What is meant by inappropriate causes and conditions is because you have obtained those object of offerings, those offerings, by deceiving other people, or maybe you have stolen from someone, and so on. So making sure this is free of those kind of fault.
Dr. Nabi Telosolo, Tatu, Jesus, and Telosolo, Tanana, but soon the Dusha, my impeg,
So when you are making an offering, the object of offering that you have obtained must be free from all those faults. For instance, for the Odin members, the object of offering must be obtained free of five faults. In other words, five faults here refers to the five wrong livelihood, lotonga, which is the five wrong livelihood. And then for the lay practitioners like us, one's offering of object must be obtained very honestly, appropriately. You know, you should not make an offering something that is that you have the things that you have obtained by deceiving others, or that you have stolen from someone, or you know, some kind of you know, by means of you know trading. You know, trading, in other words, you actually deceive someone and had a trade relationship. Giving, you know, the giving inferior quality to others and then obtaining a better quality from others. So those are all, if you have obtained those kind of object of an offering, that is what we call as a wrong object of offerings. It's also known as object that is obtained by means of one of the wrong livelihood.
ओ तंदाई चुबा पिवाल मार बिगार रही थी ना चुपी केदार दौड़ से फाटा की बाया से निपाले जुबे जुबा आ से जवासी की जीबाला चागू से एं तंदाई तो लोट तंदाई इन मार बिन थोड़ी दोस्त इधर लोग इन चीज़ आपको ये ना से ते ताबो पिना से जीबा काला जोर यंती चुबा पिवाना तो जो Chala losi ya pia longa dan chala demal mabi kenda manda chi during a city in a pitch and na sanji kita kondi pang no sun di chen nikin and jipu yungu mari is and pia la mafi de gagri is.
So the purpose of making an offering in a Sanskrit term for offering is a punta. It is also in the Pali it says puja and the punta is to please. By means of one's offering, you know, whoever you are making an offering, just to please to whom you are making an offering. So let's think about it. If you have obtained something, some kind of object of offering, you have obtained that particular object of offering by means of wrong livelihood, particularly you have stolen from someone or you have obtained this particular object by deceiving someone and so on, then how can this object of offering can please the object of refuge? Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Buddhas and Bodhisattvas can actually see everything, you know, knows everything about an entire phenomena without exception. So therefore, such a object of offering that you have obtained cannot really please the object of refuge. So we are making an offering. Your purpose of making an offering is to purify, you know, negativities of oneself and that of other beings, and accumulation mirrors for oneself and as well as other beings. And this is a really appropriate way of making an offering.
No.
We take a break of 50 minutes.
I don't know, you do something, you're not sure. I'm here, I'm here. The young Lotonga and the Lotonga, I have here Lotonga, Kasa, Kulu, Nibinabatoas, Tujinjibat, Chichu, Dubat, Chichu, Ni Dubat, Sinsen, Kasa, Nanman, Jim, Chichi, Dosen, Jin, Dazan, Kasa, Nansen. Yanda suji is tembo worry. Yanda kasas, what other yanda suji is tembo tembo's yendo lees. Kateti chiba Kateti chiba desire. No suji chin the only kasa the katin the only yanda jiki tium sunday is that losses at the hino. Yanda suji is tembo. Yento re Katiti genius, a cag by Kibana in Chiquitism. Katiti jibi is it. Then no so was it. Jena, Lotin, answer it. Not and I can my pass Ryan Tambu Casa Jena, say J. Johns, Lotin Dogumadis. The Kulung and Batoni, the next Kuji, the Tintin, the younger is, and then my inbuilding thing was done the next inside.
Casa de Angelumi, can I take some good to say, yeah, which comes?
Yeah, lots of manners.
Casa de Roa.
What is
Tavo Casa de Tene Dirba, Tene Cozi, Nimiji?
What is
the Mounted de Ravuni, be a gala.
Casa de Underworld, Rodin, Casa de Nancy. Yanda suji, tembo, yento, reason. Katiti, chibi, easily. No so, sir. Kites, no suji, no so, yena, loting, easily. Yanda kaki, but you hit up in the cement, but you know, loting in the session. Then you know, you look right. Tudy
One of the wrong livelihood that object of offering that you have obtained by means of that by means of wrong livelihood One of the first we talked about the five wrong livelihood, right? So out of five, the first it comes like a bad intention, just out of intention of your, you know, expecting some kind of gift from a benefactors. This one actually particularly towards the practitioners, someone who is meditating or the who are, you know, undergoing a long-term retreat, or it's also referred most, it's also, you know, directed mostly towards the ordained members. So there might be a possibility that you have some kind of intention of receiving some kind of gift from your benefactors and pretending that you're practicing, such as, you know, pretend to reciting some mantras and saying some prayers in exchange of, you know, expecting some gift from your benefactors. So this is one of the wrong livelihood. So then another wrong livelihood is out of intention. That, for instance, you might say that in front of your benefactor, for instance, that you are a meditator and you have a benefactor at the same time, and then you would say something in front of your benefactor by saying that, well, I have enough tea at this point, but I'm running out of some, you know, other grocery stuffs like grains and so on. So you're, in which case, you know, you're actually hinting that you need something, right? That you have enough tea, but you are lacking something. That means you're expecting something from your benefactor. So this is also considered as a wrong livelihood. So then the third one is, you know, whatever that the, you know, your benefactor, for in according to the text, it says the tsampa, which is the roasted barley flour, right? So the your roasted barley flour that you have given me last year has been greatly benefited. It has been really useful for me. So not only that you are saying that, but you're expecting more from that benefactor by saying that. You know, directly you're saying that that you have given me that things that have been greatly benefited me, and you have in the back of your mind that you have expectation from expected, you are expecting more from that particular person. So this is also one of the wrong livelihood. So it's very important to, you know, have appropriate motivations. Even one as a practitioner or a meditators, when you're interacting with your benefactors, making sure that you have a pure motivation inside. So then the other one is again, you're expecting a better gift or the greater gift from someone, and you're giving something to other person. For instance, you're giving in a Tibetan tradition that you make an offering of khada to someone, the scarf, the white scarf to someone. But then you are expecting more from that particular person. So your purpose of giving khada to someone is you are expecting more from that person, gift. And if you have obtained your object of offering by means of that kind of motivation, that's also one of the long livelihoods. Object obtained by means of long livelihood, sorry.
ne bi ne ba to de ke jo na ma ke ni ta so ha le ne bi ne ne yenda ta bo ne bi ne ba to ta jo ji ji ha jo yo to chi ba de ta yenda ta bo shi ka ti ti ji ni yenda da ro ni ka ti ti ta ka yenda ta bo shi ka da zo ri yenda ta bo ka da ta shi ja ti so shi re こんにちは。お、ねね、聞いてる。ロプト。お、とぎ。うん。ねね、聞いてる。ロプト、それ。うん。単語、あれ、単語し。単語。ラダスを、それ。チンブ、ヨンジ、ジャワチバラ、ジャグレーシ。
第三是让你等到接纳时，张家阿姨是吧？嗯，是吧？张家阿姨当阿姨是你是，罗做了，年底接不有奖阿姨，等到一个路没办，让人家张不接不。
So if you have received a gift from your benefactors without involvement of cultivation of those negative intentions, and then whatever the gift that you have obtained from your benefactors, it's not a it's not considered as a obtained through wrong livelihood. So it all depends on your intentions. But you have to make sure that, you know, if someone is just giving you something, or your benefactor, so on so forth, your motivation is very clear, a very clean motivation.
ndi
그놈매바랑은랑연담부지나시는랑연담부된다제반에시는간직통지통조도면제로서홀리스네데는만들고말이랑연담부기기나 So, you know, being honest about, you know, what you need. You know, if you are lack of something, some resources that is necessary for your sustenance or sustain your, you know, practice, then it is always okay to ask something from your benefactors. So you're being honest with no, you know, negative motivations involved.
Mm. 这就呢这个好的感觉不用见你这个见到说见到多少人我的话是感觉不用见到说见到多少人这张真度无事真度更啥都能这张真度无事哦嗯真度无事了不要不就突然等我们
The particularly to the audience members. Actually, it says when you are being at your, when you are being yourself at your own chamber or your prayer hall, you know, you think about all sorts of things and doing all kind of things. But when it comes to the interaction with the benefactors, and you pretend that you are really subdued, mentally and physically, and being so subdued person, and you know, really a good practitioner, and out of motivation of receiving something from particular, you know, benefactors, this is one of the worst wrong livelihood. But to obtain your obtain that object out of that kind of motivations is also the one of the most, you know, worst object or offering that you have obtained by means of wrong livelihood.
No, then that you couldn't remember us and that you couldn't remember us. Chimba, Chinji, Jenas, Merun, Naba, Naba, Hadon, Didi, Lee, Zandu, Kawa, Jijang, Asin, Zandu, Kawa, Jijang, Chichuso, Mendoki, Sadaki.
So this is again and always very important for us to, you know, investigate our own motivations. Whenever you're receiving the gifts from others or you know, the gift that you're giving to others, it's always important that your motivation is very clear and very positive, or the virtuous motivations. That's very important. So it's not good to pretend, you know, and, you know, showcasing yourself as a good practitioner in the front of public. And you do all sorts of things by yourself and think all sorts of things yourself. And so this is one thing that we need to abandon. So this is towards audience members. It's very clearly mentioned that even if you have obtained a very precious, you know, material gift, and whatever the precious material gift that you have received, and you make an offerings, which is actually obtained by means of wrong livelihood, and instead of accumulating merits, you accumulate negative karma. So in the texts, it's clearly mentioned that when your process of achieving such an object, you know, the, such as gift and so on from your benefactors, because of those negative intentions or the motivations that actually degenerates your vows, particularly of the audience vows, an object that you have obtained by means of offering, by means of you know, degenerating one's own vow and making an offering, it's better not to make an offering. It's not the object that you have obtained. Because instead of accumulating merits, you end up accumulating negative karma. That's it. We'll take your questions. Your questions, okay.
I have a question. One of the first things you said was, even if it's a paper image of a Buddha, we should put it in the trash. So sometimes I get a flyer in my home, and it has a Buddha.
Kebra shubu dindena le sangi nanyen yoderwa. Sangi nanyen kunyen yoderwa. Kanda kuba yoderwa. Dindena anchik dagana jen sangshu na le anchik ta kanda sangi da chanju sunbi. Ta kanda kunyen dindena mangbu yoderwa. Dindena yungudu chasa. Degede ta susu nyamlenbu chanbi chani. Degede kandes jeguris ba.
She goes,
So, as we mentioned earlier, that whatever the image, as long as this image is the image of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, then one should look at this as an actual Buddhas and Bodhisattvas instead of just an image. So when it comes to the disposal of those, you know, nowadays, you know, we see the images everywhere,
yeah.
Even in the newspaper, like His Holiness pictures everywhere, you could see everywhere in this newspaper and so on. But we as a practitioners, when we come across with this kind of stuff, if you see those images, that image, which is Buddha and Bodhisattva's image, one should collect that. And you know, there's a way of actually, you know, instead of just disposing those into a trash can or the disposal, the regular disposal, you know, but rather, because in here in the United States, it's difficult for us to actually find a really a high, clean place where we can actually store those, you know, images. It is not possible for us to find. For the one solution that Kishla wasn't saying, it is a translator's footnote, okay? I spent a lot of time with the Srimpaches and then Gishis while I was in, you know, translating and also at the monastery. So even it happens even in the monastery. Sometimes we have a lot of different texts that are, you know, wrongly printed, and, you know, the pages are, you know, done in a randomly. So we have to collect all of this. And what we do is we burn those. But while you're burning, it's not just you shouldn't burn like you're burning, you know, the regular, you know, papers and so on. But rather, you burn this by reciting the Vajrasattva's mantra, that's a 100-syllable mantra, Yigya. Yeah, it's a 100-syllable mantra, Vajrasattva's mantra. And then also there's another way of burning that is, there's a very short a ritual based on Mitupa, one of the deity practice. You can immutable, the Buddha of immutable, Mitupa. So you can, based on that ritual, you know, it's not just your burning, but you can burn those images, you know, ceremonially, or the ritualistically.
Mitupa,
yeah. Immutable, the Buddha of immutable.
The Sita Sakya prison in New York is doing exactly that.
Yeah.
People, you can send all of your
that's right.
And they will bring them ceremonies.
That's right.
Which one? It is Sakya prison's a seat in New York. You can do stuff.
They look so much more on your tonsons and I'm like to sum to.
Oh, really?
The psychiatrizing and the PK and the New York and the PK Combachurva, such a Tinalia, and she Takuna to Chosogi and the Chick Tominum to Nalia, Tak Kuba, Tavata, the Sanshon of Yoda, the Chazaya, do PK and Chigay and Choko is not in any day. Yeah, trying looks to
smaller.
So the most important is if you find, you know, if you see while you're walking some kind of, you know, even the one word of the teachings of the Buddha, just, you know, collect this and keep it, and when the time comes, you can just do or burn, or burn appropriately, and, you know, images and so on. Yeah. So then, you know, when we practice, stop taking refuge in rituals, we take this, you know, Dharma jewel. It's an actual refuge, right? It is because of that, it says, you cannot really place the Dharma text beneath the Buddha's statue. You can put the Dharma text above the Buddha's statue, but you cannot place the Buddha's image above the Dharma text. So it is because the Dharma is the actual refuge. This is for, you know, it is because of this, you know. Dharma is actually refuge, so you should look at Dharma as the one that really acts as an actual remedy for our own afflictions.
It's all
sustenance of the Buddha Shakyamuni's doctrine is based on teachings of the Dharma.
Can you put it on the same level if it's you know, the statue is like that and the text is like this, is that okay? Because some of it will be lower.
Then Nyambudos, Nyambushanti was.
Ah, good, non is out. The Shan degree.
That's fine.
Ninang Sung Toma Koja and the Mutanaki Jundu. Cook Tulu 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 Tulu
Tulu Tulu Tulu place the Buddha above the Dharma text, that's fine.
Yeah. What
do you do with the tar after you burn it?
Because
oh, yeah. That's when you take the tar, you can't So
in the
Himalayas or in Tibet, so we take it to the high mountains and then disperse those and let the wind blow. And then otherwise you can also disperse those in the running, you know, stream or the water. Yeah. River.
pH of the water, though. And we have acid rain here, so it might help the pH, but it's actually going to come off, put it in the water. So you do need to have it separate, a little bit away from water, because it will kill the animals in the water.
Yeah.
In the city here, not.
Yeah. It's really difficult, and it's challenging. So being.
So
in Tibet, we take it to a very clean, high mountains. To do that.
Do we have to burn the incense for light? We prayed in the front of Buddha.
This was on the Shindun, and in the Nirek Susudai. Kundak, and the Shindun, Sumash or Bah. Did not wake up the Anisuji. It's a really good. You accumulate merits, and if not possible, it's not necessary.
It's
not necessary. Sangi Yukunyang and the Togalia, this was the Kasa, the Chuk, the Kandaji, Tamjuk, the Pejak, the Yachu, or the Sumbravas. The Chabi, the Kandachabi, the Kanda Namasangi, and the Chik chabi chimbe na tigore re yame na dimembe ya chi ya chi kanda tamshu tigi de ya chi podi tigi yame na lamrim da da dinde gogre be ta kanda nawa san ye bi che ye ne tigre bes
kanda
tinga kunye kan sha ya de tigre bes
ko ya kan ja de sa
san ye bi che ye ne tigre bes
san ju chi ji na digre yok
It doesn't have to be a high tax or a hot tax, but as long as this is the teaching for the Buddha, then it should be fine. Even the one word of this, you know, the teachings of the Buddha, it should be fine.
Jizani, Sangur, you know, Jujak Cheva, Tetiri Unguruwa, Tashi Yundaba.
So it's a description of the teachings, so that varies, you know, there are different kinds of description. But so long as teachings of the Buddha is concerned, there's no difference.
If there's any direction of placing an altar in the house, position where the altar is.
The Suzuit Nalia Chuga Dubina. Chogand and the chalk of a cut in the aggress. Chotes is your wa. Choji some gay, what they win, then the aggress, chotes.
The sort of knowledge you want about Giana and the Buddha Jinagan, so the Nidu combat of the Namalis and the Nagi
Shalunujan,
the Nakabaki Jama. Rani Dunyan digging a Buddhin de, and the Ranin to buy a Ningi again. Gora ya tiensa chulo ma tu majum baje pazin digin digu marwa.
So, according to Gishla, said there's no specific way of directing your altar. You know, wherever you direct this altar, that's fine as long as it's appropriate. In other words, it's not really. You know, you're not arranging the altar that is lower place, the place that is lower where you sleep and so on, and making sure that it's not really close to the door, which is disrespectful again. So other than that, you know, there's no specific directions that you need to face, the altar need to be faced.
So he's saying that if you sleep on the second floor and your prayer room is on the first floor, it's wrong.
This is the number of George Dekela. There is another. When I think I'm the Susu and the Chief Chohandi Miguel Kamatozini, you don't
know.
Chohandi Miguel Kamatoman.
If
possible, you know, we should arrange our altar, you know, in the second floor. For instance, if you have it, you know, first and second floor, you know, two-story building or two-story house. If not possible, then that's fine too, because it's according to the text, it says as long as there's a ceiling, you know, there's a partitions in between, that's okay. That's fine. So it's difficult for us and it's challenging for us, of course. If possible, it is always good to arrange our altar, you know, instead of, I mean, below your bedroom, you know, you should try to always arrange.
Good. 그니 공부 더잖아 계속해서 공부 야나 진행 때도 많이 근데 왕득이 가고 그러와.
So the thing is that we need to come, we need to look at those image of the Buddha as a real Buddha himself. So it's always good to be good to arrange them. Altar should be in a appropriate place or a special place, in other words.
The movable altar in the room for the private practice. So I will set up a movable altar in which is, for example, like a, tomorrow I want to stay in my room and I set up the altar in my room. And then, so I can practice. Is it okay? Or do I have to have an altar by itself? See what I meant? Do we need a separate altar?
Okay.
Or can I just set up?
So, yeah.
Yeah, for my own practice.
Tomorrow, Tinam Jin, Tigin Yamlin, Chevikavlia, Chiran singing, the Chiran Loks and Chiran. So the movable altar is fine. You know, you can move wherever you are convenient, you know, do the practice. And you can create your own altar whenever you do the practice, if it's possible, wherever, it's fine. It doesn't really have to be a one place where you really have to be there when you are practicing.
Say the dedication of the dedication prayers beginning at page 23. Page 23. Thank you.